This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Stories, the charts for the week, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. That's helmed by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. They're responsible for doing the research around the country, 1,000 or so radio stations doing the news talk format or some variation on conversation radio, the spoken word format. So each week at this time, Michael and I get together to go through the top topics of the week from number 10 to number 1, overview some of the people, pick out anecdotal stories that he's covered in Talkers Magazine during the course of the week at Talkers.com. All those good things you have in store for you this hour, starting with Michael actually getting to the list. Yes?
Yes, here I am with the list, and we shall work our way from number 10 to number 1. And some of them are more than one story at each number, because sometimes we have ties. Like in sports, we have Major League Baseball action tied with all the excitement surrounding the NBA and the NHL playoffs. At number 9, we have a couple of political stories. We have midterm primaries tied with the 2016 presidential race. And speaking of the word tie, they kind of tie together. Russian aggression at number 8. At number 7, another tie, we have talk about the Memorial Day holiday, and that's tied with the Marine that's held in Mexico, the Marine held in Mexico case. And number 6, we have Prince Charles' capitalism speech tied with Obama's West Point speech. We have climate change debate at number 5. We have the Snowden interview at number 4. The economy and the GDP dipping is at number 3. The VA hospital scandal is number 2. Number 1 is the UCSB killings, and that brings about another topic called gun laws and gun control, and that's number 1. There you have the 10 big, actually more than 10, stories in the top 10 this week.
Top 10 items in Talkers. I like that alliteration. But yeah. I should ask you, you do this based on the research. If I were to say to you, because when I go through this list on the air, I often say, well, for me, this was the number one item. So what you're doing is reporting as a journalist, a fellow who studies and reports on what the facts are. But if Michael Harrison were putting together this list because of Michael Harrison's preferences taken from either any of these 10 or other ones, what would have hit your hot button? What would have been number one for you this week, you personally?
The latest discoveries of extraterrestrial planets, exoplanets, space, health, new discoveries in science and medicine. I mean, there would be subjects not even on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't spend enough time talking about medical breakthroughs. We don't talk enough about scientific breakthroughs. I think that we certainly do not talk enough about the arts. I would have a totally different list if it were up to me. And I don't even know if I would do that, because I don't know if that would sell, and I don't know if that would be a good industry. But you asked me what my personal preferences are. Those are the things that I'm interested in. I do wish that we had a broader view as a society of subject matter that affects our lives, but it doesn't always work that way.
Why do you think that is?
I think that we get into a corporate groove, and the news is part of that that we think works. In other words, it becomes the culture and a habit of a particular scene. And journalism, for the last certainly 100 years, has devoted itself to politics, to international intrigue, to war, and to violence, crime. Crime and violence has always been huge. And as a matter of fact, in the early days of Talkers, we used to categorize a lot of these topics under the umbrella crime and violence. And there's always a ton of crime and violence.
I'd forgotten that. I remember. That was a long time ago. I'd forgotten until you just mentioned it, that would sort of break out into A, B, C, and D, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the list would be politics, number one, crime and violence, number two,
right.
International affairs, number three. So many ways to slice this, and that's why, you know, when you say we're journalists and we do research and all that, I appreciate that, and to a certain degree we are, but this is not as much, this is not totally numbers and science. There's a lot of part to this as well,
mm-hmm.
in terms of trying to get a handle on what are the most talked about elements of talk radio in America today, and specifically news talk radio. I mean, this is not sports talk radio or talk shows that are on rock stations in the morning where they spend a lot of time talking about celebrity gossip. Celebrity gossip, if you were to look at talk in the broad sense, all the talk on radio, as opposed to the kind of formats that are running this show, I think you'd find that celebrity gossip might be up there number one or number two. We are obsessed with celebrity gossip in terms of water cooler chat in this country.
Well, there's an interesting reflection here that I think I don't know if we need to, but I think we sometimes want to. Those of us like you and like me who seem to be slaves to a point to following what the newsies tell us is the news, when in fact everybody's button is different. And that's why we are championing, and we are collectively and individually certainly cheerleaders for the format. But there are so many other things, as Michael is suggesting, that are going on that are interesting. We are sort of contributing to people's pea brain instead of expanding
you're being very critical, and I'm glad to see that, but suppose you worked in a restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you worked at a diner or you worked at a fast food chain, one of the many, would you be complaining that, look, why are we serving hamburgers when we could be making, you know, baked fish dishes or spaghetti?
Right.
This is the restaurant that you work in. You know, this is the venue we're dealing with.
I understand. That's a great analogy. I'm not necessarily being critical. I just would like to see, and it's just a reflection of me, perhaps, because I don't do my program based on just talking about a few, especially minor to major political figures and features. There are so many more. Somebody sent something to me this week, and I know you hear this all the time as well, about topic burnout. This is inside sort of the loop way here. What happens when somebody or groups of people are tired of listening to the same stuff? Well, the radio program's ratings are going to go down. But the other part of this was, well, what happens if it's a slow news day? I've always railed about this because of what, again, you just said. The world is a fascinating place. There are things going on. People are doing crazy stuff all the time. Look at the French operator, by the way, rail operator that runs the French National Railway System, ordered 2,000 new rail cars to be used on the system they have all over France.
Yeah,
the only problem.
Amazing.
Did you hear that story?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm not letting you tell it. I'm not going to give you the.
I mean, I think that it's fascinating for two reasons. Number one, because nobody measured the size of the trains, so they're too big to fit on the tracks. They're going to have to change.
They're too big to get into the stations.
All the stations.
They fit the
platforms.
Tracks.
Yeah, they can't get into the stations.
Platforms in all the stations. So now they have to repair. Not repair. They have to redesign hundreds of train stations.
Right. Now, the second part of that conversation is that company was just awarded a contract to operate the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority's train schedule and the Amtrak trains from Washington to New York and Boston. Same company.
Well, I mean, you know, they might be the best company.
Well,
you know, would you rather have the best company that made a mistake, or would you rather have a shaky company that doesn't make mistakes?
I just think it's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're probably a good company. I'm sure they are. I hope they are.
The thing that, you know, this reminds me of the story, you know, one of the most exacting agencies that we have is NASA, and yet they missed Mars once and wasted billions of dollars because somebody forgot to switch, you know, to the metric system.
Right.
One equation. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You know, the stuff happens.
It stuff does happen, and we're here to talk about it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the top stories of the week and wrinkles and twists on things that I wanted to purposely get from him what he thought the number one item of the week was. And now you know the rest of that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, you know, space travel was the number one item.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking
about one.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's all personal. 17 past the hour. This is the overview that you listen to every week. Michael Harrison going through the top 10 talk topics here on the radio. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
The Doug Steffen Michael Harrison overview, or more appropriately, because my mother taught me that I should always mention the guest first, although I don't consider you a guest, frankly. I consider you my friend and colleague, and so we could have Michael and Doug, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, M and D.
Why don't we have our lawyers work on that?
That's a good idea. Wiseman works for both of us, though.
Yours,
yeah, but we'll both use Wiseman, and then we can save some money doing it that way.
Actually, this is the Talkers Magazine overview. It's not even the Michael Harrison overview.
No, it is, right. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So we're working our way away from the politics. But you know, as I look at this list, every single thing on the top 10 could have maximum political ramifications. Gun laws, always politics, the VA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Discussion of what's being discussed. Some of the things being discussed are disgusting. I couldn't resist that. Sorry. I even tickle myself sometimes with some of this silly stuff.
So these are not discussion shows. They're disgusting shows.
Yes, exactly. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here as we review. I'm Doug Steffen, the stories of this past week. Okay, so always when the list comes out, there is a sports component to it. The end of the season for the NBA and the hockey players and the Major League Baseball teams and where they all are. And then there's with the basketball, the subtext here, there's Donald Sterling and his wife, Shelley, who have, I think, just pulled off one of the biggest scams in the history of sports, maybe even in the history of the country. A lot of people are looking at this and say, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I think this thing was orchestrated to a T, and I think she's the brains behind it. I think she put it all together. They wanted to cash out at their age. They create this whole brouhaha, and under the circumstances, that team might have been worth $800-900 million, which isn't a bad payday for something you paid $21 million for, 32, 33 years ago. But, no. Let's see if we can't find another way to increase the value. And then they get the deal so that it's worth $2 billion out of a phony controversy. Am I right in this or not? What do you think?
I can't imagine how what you're saying is true, but I wouldn't say it.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can give you my comments.
What I don't understand in that whole thing is how the controversy increases the value from $800 million to $2 billion.
Look at what they did. Come on.
Who's doing that math?
Who's what?
Who's doing that math? I mean,
Steve Ballmer is doing the math, and so are all these other guys that couldn't wait to try to get the team away from this racist.
All he had to do was put it up for sale.
No,
the LA Clippers are the hottest team in Los Angeles now for several years. They've surpassed the Lakers, which is miraculous. They have an amazing story, having been for decades considered by almost everybody who understands sports the worst franchise in professional sports, not just in basketball, in all professional sports. The Clippers were unanimously considered the worst, the lowest, the darkest, the horriblest place anybody could wind up being stuck.
Yeah.
And in the last few years, for some weird reason, he started putting some money into it. They turned around and they've become a contender. And that's a colorful story. And then don't tell me the word colorful is politically incorrect.
Shame on you, you're a racist.
Well, of course, I use that word. I'm a racist,
right.
But I think the fellow is truly just a little bit daft.
Come on! Wait a minute. As cynical as you can be, you don't think there's any credence, or you're just yanking my chain because you like to yank my chain.
I don't really think
they set this up.
I don't think they did.
No, I think they said it all.
I don't know that they didn't. It could come out tomorrow that you're right. I'm cynical enough and I'm open-minded enough to think that maybe you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't personally. I would not have naturally gravitated to this. I think this is what it seems to be.
Really?
It's amazing enough as it is just on the surface. What bothers me about this story is I'm sure that behind the scenes there's collusion to get rid of this guy, and they figured out that they'll grab this story as a reason to. They want to get him out of the league.
Well, but somebody else may have thought they could get a deal because they were going to embarrass him. And look, the embarrassment increased the value of the team by twofold. And so I still think, and a lot of people, I'm naive about a lot of stuff. I don't think I'm naive about this. I think this whole thing was like a shoe shine. Anyway, it's been great. Wow. This is America, folks. 28 past the hour. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox Coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And importance, Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, and the overview of the big topics from this past week, the week ending May the 30th. We were talking a little about the Donald Sterling thing. Michael is aghast that I would suggest that this was a made-up, cooked-up deal, but it's all in the interpretation. So I go to something that's been on my mind, and it came up this week because President Obama has decided after a few years of studying the situation seriously, it was time for him and the White House to take a look at the controversy regarding football and helmets and injuries and all that sort of thing. Isn't it great how these people get on board? Three, four. The FDA this week issued rules on tanning salons. It's been 18 years since the discovery was made that tanning salons are actually pretty bad for you. But it just it's great fodder for conversation, and it makes us look at ourselves and kind of maybe chuckle a little that we are part of this system. We actually created this system. And whether we keep it going just because of our own ineptness or because we actually like this sort of thing. What do you think, Michael? What would we have to talk about?
Are you talking about the tanning salons or are you talking about the football?
I'm talking about people and their interests in things and how it takes forever for the government to get involved in things. And then when they get involved, they make it worse usually. And yet we find it amusing. Look at the whole formats. Look at the news talk radio world is basically built around the buffoonery of politicians and people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's that commentary, satire, and criticism certainly are based upon that. And thank goodness, because so many, you know, buffoonery comes with the quest for power. The kind of people that think they could lead and the kind of people that are motivated to have positions of high-profile power usually also have the ability to be buffoons. And it's a good thing that we live in a society with the First Amendment where you don't go to jail for pointing out that the emperor has no clothes, you know. Mm-hmm. It comes down to that. In terms of the tanning thing, I'll tell you, you know, it all has to do with our societal norms and what we consider to be beauty. You know, having tan skin, you know, Caucasian, mm-hmm. wanting mm-hmm. to be dark.
Darker, right.
When your skin is dark, that's a form of skin damage. Mm-hmm. You know, the sun is...
That's a racist remark if I ever heard one. You're saying that people who are black are damaged?
I didn't say that. I said when your skin is dark from the sun, it's a form of skin damage.
Uh-huh.
Being dark because of your, you know, the chemical content of your skin or your race
right.
is
yeah.
a normal thing. Uh-huh. But when you darken yourself because of the sun, what you really are is you're cooking your cells. And this is for white or black people. I mean, black people.
You know what it is? This is. Think about it for this for a second. Black people want to be white. Look at Michael Jackson, what he did to change his skin pigmentation and his color. And white people want to be black. And yet, more problems are caused in our country because of the differential or the disagreements because of what blacks think.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Zimmerman,
I think we all,
Trayvon Martin
I think
thing.
All, I think we all want to be a very, very light brown.
What do you think?
I think there's a tendency for dark black people to want to be lighter and very light people wanting to be a little
So
darker.
You're saying we all want to be the same, actually.
I think, yeah, I actually think that deep inside we're heading toward the human race, if we survive 10,000 years, based on the blending that's going on and the fact that the globe is smaller and we're in touch with different people from different continents and the races are intermingling. I don't think we're going to see, and let's go 10,000 years forward, and that's a lot more than it might take. I don't think you would find a white race, a black race, a yellow race.
10,000 years from now, you won't find anybody, because if you don't do something to curb population growth in 400 or 500 years, the planet can't sustain itself now. It can't manage itself. It can't feed itself. And so how is it going to do it with billions more people by the year 2050 or the year 2100? How do you do that? Unless there's some...
By having new systems of equality and getting rid of greed. I don't think we have overpopulation. Drive across the country. Come on. The whole
No, I'm not saying that
land.
But we can't manage the people. The management of our country, the management of the world, is in chaos.
Yes, it always has been because of greed. There's enough food, there's enough resources, there's enough land, there's enough water, there's enough sunlight, there's enough everything for everybody on this planet and 2, 3, 4 times as many to live and be well. It has to do with politics, it has to do with greed, it has to do with the nasty side of our nature, and that's why we have these problems.
You want to drive in L.A. when there are 4 times as many people living there?
Well, we shouldn't have that many people living in one area.
Ah.
It's not overpopulation. It's population distribution.
Ah.
Reason. There's no reason for cities to exist the way they do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is something from a time when transportation wasn't as good as it is and communication wasn't as good. We have to rethink our systems and rethink our values for this modern world. And not blame it on something like overpopulation. Because when you talk about overpopulation, you're talking about a scary subject, and the remedy to overpopulation isn't always pleasant.
No. All right, let's spend a minute going through. We've gone through the stories. Let's go through the list, the people list, that comes as a result of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We always have two lists. One of them is the main story lines of conversation during the week, and then there are the people that support those storylines and what we have to say about them.
Okay, well, we have at number 10, Dan Patrick.
The sports guy or the radio guy.
Dan Patrick, the political guy,
but there's two...
and the radio guy, because the radio guy has been... accused of running for lieutenant governor of Texas.
Right, he is running for lieutenant governor of Texas. This is, by the way, the fellow we're talking about isn't the sports guy, Dan Patrick.
Right.
He's a radio guy, too. But this guy, Dan Patrick, owns a station in Houston
and
has been around for a long time. Pretty good talk radio host. And has decided that he wants to be the lieutenant governor of Texas. Wouldn't that be an interesting combination? Wendy, I forget her last name, is it Davis? Whoever, Wendy, who will probably be the next governor of Texas, gets paired up with a guy like Dan Patrick. What do you want to tell us? Because you know him, a sports, a regular talk radio personality. What's the story?
Well, there's a couple of Dan Patricks here, and you know, it depends on which one you're talking about. I don't have a story. Number nine, we have Hillary Clinton. Number eight, we have Vladimir Putin. I mean, you want to start with that story? Only at number 10?
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
Number nine, we have Hillary Clinton. At number eight, we have Vladimir Putin.
They're going here. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
At number seven, we have Andrew Tomorrow. Russi.
Really?
Yes. He's in Mexico on a vacation.
He is.
We have Prince Charles. You remember him? The next king at number six.
He doesn't like capitalism anymore.
Well, you know.
Because of global warming.
Can you imagine living your life as a British royal?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how irrelevant you are.
What does anybody who lives their life like that know about systems that affect the common folk?
Nothing.
John Kerry at five, Edward Snowden.
Speaking
at
of
four,
another prince,
you know, Eric Shinseki at three, Elliot Rodger at two, and Barack Obama at number one. The fact of the matter is, when you are a billionaire, or in kind of a situation like somebody born into British royalty, you live a life of total isolation from the common folk and from the common day-to-day problems, and you can't be expected to understand what it's like to be a capitalistic society, a socialistic society, an economic system run by conservatives or liberals or what's good, because you don't live that life. You have to feel it. You gotta have your feet on the ground. And there are too many people running things in this world that don't really feel what it's like to be an average person. And that's one of the reasons why we're having such a growing gap between the haves and the have-nots. The haves have enormous power, enormous wealth. The gap is greater than ever. And the have-nots don't have the power anymore because systems that really were meant to be good and have good underpinnings are not being run properly. I don't care what your system is. If it isn't run with goodwill and it isn't run by good people, the best system, the best ideology, you can turn sour pretty fast.
Right. All right. So let's just pick a couple of names here that have been important to discussion for any number of reasons. Edward Snowden, for example, has the NBC hour-long, this was actually they pieced it together in the nightly news, where they had an NBC special when Brian went over and paid. NBC paid. They made their deal through the connection they had with the reporter at The Guardian that originally broke the story. He had worked for NBC News. They got to him and they said, can you get us with Snowden? We'll pay him whatever he wants. Is this journalism? What is that?
Well, this goes back to Frost Nixon.
$700,000 went to Nixon.
The exclusive interview with Richard Nixon after Watergate, the other networks passed on it because they wouldn't pay Nixon. Nixon wanted money. He needed money.
Yep.
So Frost paid it, and of course he had this gigantic show, and movies have been made about it, and plays and everything else. It's kind of a provocative question whether or not it's journalism if you pay the person to be interviewed. And I certainly do think, no matter where you stand on it, you have to admit that it does undermine the credibility of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And him in his pompousness, kind of, it turned a lot of people off. Although the argument this week, or the discussion this week, still went back to whether he did the country a favor or not. And the poll that I had at DougStephan.com this week suggested that the most people were where they were before the interview. They either thought he was a hero or he wasn't, one way or another. Not a lot of people changed their minds. Not the case, however, with Eric Shinseki, about whom we will discuss the pros and cons of his latest. He says he's getting rid of all the people that are running the Phoenix VA office. office. Meanwhile, the president says he plans a serious conversation with Mr. Shinseki. Gee, I thought he had that last week. We're going to have another serious. The woodshed must not have much wood in it at the White House. There's a lot of room there for having a conversation.
Well, don't you love when the guys that are responsible say, we're going to investigate this?
Yeah, that's like the, again, back to the tanning salons, and 18 years later, the VA thing has been a mess for decades, and they're now just getting around to fixing it. Hello, ding, 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 ding. 15 before the hour, you're listening to a discussion of the hot topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in his neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way, like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A New York man has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan court for $2 undecillion. That amount, which is a 2 with 36 zeros after it, is more money than exists in all the world. He claims his finger became infected after he was bitten by a dog, and he's suing the dog's owners, New York City, two hospitals, a department store, a bakery, and 1,000 other people. The lawsuit, contained in 22 handwritten pages, may be the most frivolous lawsuit ever filed. Not surprisingly, the man is representing himself, probably so he doesn't have to pay a huge contingency fee to a lawyer. Let's be fair, there are at least a gazillion reasons why this lawsuit should be thrown out of court. But that doesn't mean it won't cost someone. The man has filed at least 20 other lawsuits over the past 10 years, and somehow the courts keep letting him do this over and over again. Learn how frivolous lawsuits cost all of us. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
It's 49 past the hour now. Michael Harrison has a few more moments with us to discuss some of the issues of the week that have been covered well in the News Talk Radio world. Barack Obama and Eric Shinseki. I was thinking, and I don't know why, I was thinking about Shinseki and Casey Kasem in the same thought. I don't have the slightest idea why that came into my head that way. I was thinking about Casey Kasem and what's going on with him and how in the world that story and that reality, how, see, I think that's to sort of get away from Shinseki and Obama.
You mean the Veterans Affairs Administration takes care of veteran disc jockeys?
Well, who's taking care of veteran disc jockeys? This is a big-time radio personality that's seemingly living out his last days in, well, not that he knows it, but kind of in shame. And it is a shame.
Well, it's a shame. I don't know if he, I don't understand what you mean. He's living it in shame.
Well, I mean, his family, all of the fighting among themselves, that's kind of shameful. Not, maybe he's not in shame because he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, exactly.
It's the conversation is pretty guttural, but yet it is one of those human things. Again, what would we talk about if we didn't have stuff like this? Right?
We would talk, what would we talk about if we didn't have stuff like this?
Well,
oh my gosh, I think there's a lot we could talk about.
You know what I mean.
The beginning of the conversation, but no, these are important things. People are interested in human affairs, and that's why we have celebrities, because they're a microcosm of our own lives.
Really?
How many Casey Kasem stories are out there among people who weren't famous disc jockeys, you know?
It's true, right, exactly. Like you and I were both famous disc jockeys once. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This time, our conversation focuses on the thoughts of Michael Levine, who's the founder of the Levine Communication Office, a public relations agency in Los Angeles that has become well-known far and wide because of the expertise of its owner and founder when it comes to handling people and their PR needs. So, having that in mind, Michael, good to have you back on our overview, our countdown. The VA hospital scandal. If you were a person that had been hired by the government to either fix the problem or fix the problem of perception, how would you attack this? Do you get rid of Shinseki? Do you try to get rid of all the people who are in the nitty-gritty roles that seemingly are malfunctioning? What do you do? What do you tell the people at the top to do?
Well, I have so many thoughts about this very important question. It's not only a question, of course, about the VA. It's a question about how government functions or doesn't function. There is a sense among most Americans, most sane Americans, that government simply does nothing correctly, properly, effectively, efficiently, and this comes with a terrible cost, meaning that Americans have created a sense of cynicism around their government. That's terrible. So, anyway, back to your question. What do you do? Number one, does Shinseki go? He's got to go. He's got to go.
But he's not the real problem. The real problem is down, not disagreeing with you that he's got to go, but down the line, he's firing everybody in Phoenix now because he knows that he's got to do something. Why doesn't a guy like that just take his image that was created out of 40 years of being in the military that's very positive and just say, you know what, I don't think this is for me. I may have made some mistakes or may not be best at this, but I've had a good career, and now it's time for me to go. You know, he can probably get a job with some a big company and work on that side of the street.
Well, because of your taxpayer generosity, Mr. Stephan, he doesn't need to get a job because we pay people pensions that are unparalleled, and he doesn't need to work. So the point here is, does he have to go? Yes, he does. Do other people have to go? Yes, they do. Should people in the end go to jail? Yes, they should. There is a sense that if you work in government and you screw up, nothing happens to you.
Right. Well, the same union mentality, same thing.
What'd you say?
Union mentality, same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is why Americans have no faith in government to do anything effectively and efficiently. Look, when you're in an office building, many Americans go to work every day, and they go into an office building, and they are greeted by three people every single day. A FedEx guy, a UPS guy, and a postal guy, right?
Right.
Now, of those three people, only one is not hustling, right? The UPS guy and the FedEx guy are almost running.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
The postal guy is walking around as if he's swimming in Jell-O.
What an interesting, what a great analogy. I haven't even thought about it that way, but what a great way of having people understand the difference between private enterprise
and
the public sector. Yeah.
You see it every day in an office. Two guys almost running and one guy lumbering around like he's swimming in Jell-O. And this is what this feeling around Americans and government is very, very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing ever happens to them. You know that jackass running the health care, Sebelius, is still there.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Well, they have political connections, they have friends, and they'll come and go as they please for the most part. I'm betting that...
Now, I admit, and to be fair and balanced, that the healthcare website did improve.
Mm-hmm.
And
at a cost of $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
But it screwed up so terribly, and I don't think government ever asks the question, what is the cost of the cynicism of the American public? Why can't we seem to do anything right? Well, one reason is because you never fire anyone. Mm-hmm. No one's ever penalized.
Nobody's accountable. It's accountability that needs to be at the top of the list. All right. A good analyst, Michael Levine, who is an analyzer and a great help to a lot of people who need good PR. Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills. That's where Michael hangs his hat.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.